This is Jim Speary. It's March 21st, 2012, the first day of spring, at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with Arizona National Guardsman, who I've spent some time with here. Sir, please tell me your name.
Good morning, Jim. I'm Sergeant Troy Hayes.
And Troy, can you please tell me how old you are?
I'll be 47 in 4 days.
Okay, that's makes you not one of the young guys out here, but still 10 years younger than me, so, you know, we feel a little kindred spirit here. Troy, tell me what your job is.
I'm one of the flight medics here with Dustoff.
Now, you have a very interesting background. I think you've done everything but be Santa Claus. Tell me a little bit about the things that you do.
No, I'm working on Santa Claus. If I can gain a little weight, finally, I'll take care of that. Well, in the civilian world, I kind of do this same job. I'm a flight paramedic and police officer for the state of Arizona. And we do medevac and search and rescue and law enforcement support and a little bit of firefighting as well.
And I think you told me also you know how to fly a helicopter.
I have flown a helicopter a time or two. I am a commercially licensed helicopter pilot, yes.
With all of these things that you've done, how did you find yourself in the Arizona National Guard and eventually right here in Helmand Province?
Well, I was on a hike with a friend of mine who was also an Arizona National Guard pilot and a coworker of mine in Arizona. And he started talking about this unit being activated and being sent to Afghanistan. And I learned through him that they were looking for some experienced medics. And I've been doing this in one way or another for most of my adult life, so I figured I could lend a hand.
When you decided to do this, how old were you?
I was 45.
Okay, so this is really interesting. And I like this part of the story because, you know, I think I know why you came here, but in your own words, at 45 years old, you decided to come here to Afghanistan, specifically Helmand Province, specifically where most of the action is, to treat the most severely injured of America's finest. In your own words, why did you do that?
Well, first I have to say that it was a decision that I made with my wife, and only with the support of her did I end up coming here. She's an amazing woman, and I wanted to come here to kind of to do what I do. I've been doing this my whole life, and I wanted to give my unique skill set to our Marines out there. I'm really passionate about that. My wife's father was a Marine. Her brother was a Marine. Her stepdad was in the Navy. My dad was in the Army. We have a long military history in our family, and it's my honor to come out here and use my skills for these kids.
Tell me something that you will take back from your experiences on this deployment, and specifically about being here at Edinburgh. And before you answer that, how much time have you done here at FOB Eddy?
When all will be said and done, about 5 months. So over half the tour here will have been spent at FOB Eddy. Wow, there are so many memories that I would have to sift through. Some are good and some are bad. The people here are amazing, and I will have made some lifelong friends, and we'll certainly have shared some experiences that you know, can only be, I guess, appreciated by people who have been there with you. It's never easy to be with somebody, especially one of your own Marines, on his last day on the planet, but it's also kind of an honor. Those memories are there, but I can't say that they overshadow everything. The experience in general, I'm very proud to have been able to serve here, grateful for my wife for the support that she's given me from back home and allowed me to focus on my mission here, and just grateful for the opportunity.
The idea of the support from home is what makes, from my own experience, is what makes anything successful. It's impossible to do this without the folks at the home being behind us, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's critical, I believe.
In the future, after the deployment, now we all know you're in the fourth quarter here, and at some point in time in the near future, you'll be going home. How will you go to page two, so to speak, leave this behind and go back into your job in a positive way? How will you make that transition?
Well, for me personally, it's going to be centered around my family. We're going to take a couple months off. At least I am. I wish Susan, my wife, could take a couple months off from work as well, but that's not quite going to happen. But we're going to have a lot of family time and have some trips planned depending on financial situations, and just reintegrate ourselves to our lives, to our normal lives that way. Going back to work is kind of secondary. It's reintegrating to the family first.
I noticed, through the missions, I think most of my pictures, you're in at least half of them because you're everywhere. You're in the helicopter. You're in the resupplying when the helicopter's finished. You're at the STP. And the other thing I've noticed is you seem to be taking the junior medics, the younger guys, and under your wing. It appears to me that you like teaching what you do to the next generation. Am I correct?
I think it's my responsibility. I've been very blessed in a professional sense to, have made this sort of thing my life, and I admire the younger folks who want to do the same thing, and if I can impart anything to them, I feel it's my job and my responsibility.
To the folks listening, is there anything you'd like to convey that maybe they don't know or understand in relation to your experience individually and corporately about being here in Afghanistan that maybe they don't get a chance to hear?
I think what they hear, or the lack of what they hear, is maybe the everyday stories of the everyday people that are out here, the everyday Marines that are out there right now in much more harm's way than we are right here, making all of this possible, making the freedoms that we enjoy back in the United States possible. There are kids out there right now, less than half my age, who are scared and wondering if the next step they take is going to be maybe their last, but they do it anyway, and they do it willingly and voluntarily, and I am in awe of that. And ultimately, that's why I'm here, is to take care of those kids who are willing to put it all on the line like that for us.
The name of my project is 10 Years Later. If we go back to 2002, when you were 36, turning 37 years old, a few months after 9/11, where were you 10 years ago?
Physically, in basically the same place that I live now, Tucson, Arizona, working for the same employer. That was kind of also the beginning of my helicopter pilot pursuits. But my heart and my soul, part of my heart and my soul were over here with the kids over here. And it's been a long journey for me to be able to come here and give my services to them. It took a long time through a variety of avenues and personal situations. I was finally able to make it here.
So I want to ask you this. 10 years ago, then, you kind of planned to be here at some point in time?
Well, right after 9/11, I actually I tried to get into this New Mexico Army National Guard Medevac unit. Arizona didn't have a unit at the time. And due to a variety of situations, it didn't work out. And since then, I have been sort of searching for the right fit, professionally and personally. And with the support of my wife, it worked out. And her name is Susan, by the way. I keep calling her my wife, but she's Susan.
Now, we heard it in there a little bit. I was going to ask just to be sure, but I heard Susan in there. I make sure that the guys mention their wives.
Okay, perfect.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would it be fair to say that this kind of fulfilled an empty spot coming over here?
I would say definitely yes. Definitely yes.
Before we close, what does the future hold for Sergeant Troy Hayes? And also, I want to add to that, where do you think, what conversation will you be having 10 years from now?
Well, hopefully 10 years from now, neither I nor anybody will be having a similar conversation in a far-off place like this. I hope that we will have taken care of these challenges. For me, 10 years from now, I hope to be on a beach someplace drinking an adult beverage with my wife and enjoying our at least quasi-retirement, and maybe some grandkids as well.
Very good. Sergeant Troy Hayes, I really appreciate you coming out and speaking with me about this. It's been a real pleasure to watch you in action. You are in 50% of my photos. It's amazing. I might just call this the Troy Hayes Project. I'm not sure. But it's, in all seriousness, it's really been an honor to be among you and watch your skills in action.
Thank you, Jim. And the honor's been mine. I've enjoyed your company as well.
Very good. This is Jim Spiri. With Sergeant Troy Hayes with the Arizona National Guard. It's March 21st, 2012, forward operating base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.